Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of this Thursday edition of the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey is off today. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you. It's Thursday at 11 o'clock, one of our favorite times of the week, because we can chat Steelers, Titans, NFL with Chris Hoke, the former Steelers nose tackle. Chris is brought to you by the Sports Grill in Cranberry, and he comes to you on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
Cookie, you and me again for the full hour. I tell you what, we have a lot to talk about, don't we?
It's my lucky day, Chris, to be able to talk football with you. And I want to talk a little bit about that Steelers-Browns game last week. And but first, the number one overriding issue before we get into the all that was good, the loss of Devin Bush. Played every snap in the NFL this year before he got hurt, and now they got to try to replace him. How big of a loss is this potentially for the Steelers?
Well, first of all, Cookie, it's devastating to lose a guy like Devin Bush. I mean, his arrow was pointing up, like Coach Tomlin says. He was on the rise. He was improving each week. And so, you know, his thoughts and prayers go out to a guy like Devin Bush, who, you know, torn ACL, and he's out for the season, won't be back till next season. That's a tough one to take. If you look at the play on the field and just really objectively, you know, in the run game, you know, he was still getting there. He wasn't where he needed to be. If you go back and look at the film this week, yeah, he had, what, 5-6 tackles when he got hurt. He was still getting stuck on blocks, and I thought that Robert Spillane might be an upgrade in that area, and especially in a week like this, getting ready to play against the Tennessee Titans, when it's just smash-mouth, old-school football, where they're going to miss Devin Bush is in that short passing game. You know, he's really improved in covering backs out of the backfield, tight ends out of the backfield, and controlling that medium to short middle of the field, and that's where they're going to miss him.
You know, what did you think of how Spillane played in the second half?
You know, I thought he came in. I believe it was the first play that he was in. He came up and smashed the receiver. I believe it was on a screen play or just a quick little hidden play. He had some big hits. I think he had his presence was felt right away. I believe that he'll get more comfortable now that he's taking all of the starter snaps throughout the week. And so I was impressed with the way he played, and we'll find out really how he does with 60 minutes and the full pressure of being the guy this Sunday.
You know, Tomlin talked that he would be the first guy, but he also said there may be some others played. What else can they do? I mean, they got, you know, Marcus Allen, they got Ulysses Gilbert. I hear a lot of talk. Maybe you can move Terrell Edmonds down in the box a little more, put Sean safety at safety. They do have some options, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I think right now they're trying to see what they can do. They'll switch it up and try to figure out what that is and what that looks like and what the divisional labor will be on that defense. You'll see Robert Spillane playing all of the rundowns. You may see him playing some sub-packages, but you'll have a guy like Marcus Allen coming in and playing and covering on sub-package downs, on third downs, covering the back out of the backfield. You'll see him covering the tight ends. You'll probably see Terrell Edmonds, like you said, more in some of those coverages. So they'll switch it up, and it'll be a linebacker by committee until they can figure this out.
We're talking to Chris Hoke here on the Cook and Joe Show. Chris, that defense was so good against Cleveland. You know, just let's talk about what they did against the run, first of all. And I know, you know, you're up 10-0 really before the Browns had ran three plays. That changes their strategy. But they came in as the number one running team in the league. They're still the number one running team in the league. And the Steelers just took it away from them, didn't they?
They really did. I mean, you talk about a team that came in averaging 188 yards a game, Cookie, 5.5 yards a carry, and they only get 75 yards, 3.4 yards a carry. And you take away that run in the fourth quarter of 19 yards when the game was over, it's much worse than that. I'll tell you where the game was won and why they were able to smash the run like they did. The NFL has the best front four, front five in the NFL. There's no question about it. When you watch the film, when you watch how Cam Hayward and Tyson Alualu and Stephon Tuitt completely dominate the line of scrimmage. I mean, these guys, I mean, you look at Tuitt, Cookie, and you look at Hayward, they're getting double teamed and they're not even giving movement. They're actually knocking these guys back, splitting the double teams and control and taking their grasp. And then you have TJ Watt and Bud Dupree who are active or flying down the line. They're doing the same thing. They have the best front five, front four in the NFL.
And I, you know what, I've been very impressed with Tyson Alualu too, Chris. I mean, all he does is seem to make a play here, a play there. He'll knock a pass down. He'll stuff a run. Man, I think the number one concern on the defense going into the offseason was how do you replace Javon Hargrave? I would say very successfully with Tyson Alualu. Would you agree?
Completely agree. And Tyson, he's got a motor, so he doesn't stop, which is important as a nose tackle. And the number two, plays with great technique. He's got built-in leverage because he's not tall, and he's a great technique. And what I like about him, he stays on his feet, Cook. He stays on his feet, doesn't fall down, so he's not going to open gaps by falling down. He continually plays down the line when they're playing the outside zone plays. And the back, these backs have nowhere to go. When you've got these five guys, Watt, Dupree, Hayward, Tuitt, and Alualu, staying on their feet, flying down the line, and there's nowhere to go for these backs. They're running in the back of their linemen. They're getting hit in the backfield by screaming Vince Williams, who's coming like a bat out of hell. I mean, it's tough to run against these guys.
Chris, you mentioned Cam and Tuitt. You know, thing about Cam, I mean, he looks almost unblockable at this point. And I think Tuitt has really picked up his game. The first couple games, you know, maybe getting back into it. He missed, you know, a lot of time last year. But, man, both of those guys look almost unblockable to me right now, especially Cam.
Well, they really are. They really are. Cookie, they're large men. These aren't small guys. I mean, these guys are 6'5", 6'6", 315 plus, and they run like linebackers, and they've got great technique. They're athletic. That's why I said they're two of the best tackles in the NFL. Outside of Aaron Donald, I mean, I don't know who you put up else you put up there. And when you have two of the best that are playing at a high level right now, it's tough to do anything against this defense.
How is Cam doing it? He's no kid anymore. He's been around, and I know the Steelers gave him the big extension. A lot of people said, man, you know, and maybe down the road it won't be a good contract as he gets ages a little bit. But he's made the first-team All-Pro two of the last 3 years, and I'm thinking he's headed towards that again. How is he getting it done, Chris?
I tell you what, he's doing it in an unselfish way. You look at other defensive players, and if they're getting double-teamed every play, if they're out there taking one for the team so your outside linebackers and your inside linebackers can make plays, they get frustrated, and the media will hear it. Cam Hayward is that guy. I mean, his stats aren't going to jump out at you. But if you watch the film, and I know this, when the coaches watch the film, when his teammates watch the film, they respect Cam Hayward. He's taking on double teams. He's allowing other players to take single teams, get single blocked or come free. And he's controlling his point, and he's able to break free and make the play when it's coming at him. And he is the most unselfish player on that team right now because they are pointing at him and at the opposing teams. They're trying to block him. They're trying to make sure that he doesn't take over the game. And he's doing his job and allowing others to go out there and excel.
And, Chris, you mentioned Vince Williams. I've been so impressed watching him play. When he hits you, you don't have to look and see it was 98. You can just kind of tell by the way he hits you. And still among the league leaders, maybe even number one for tackles for loss, can rush the passer, has a couple sacks. you know, I know still, trying to work on his coverage game a little bit. What do you think about the season he's having?
Well, I think he's having an outstanding season. I'll tell you what it is. You mentioned his coverage, trying to figure it out. I think he's accepted it that he is a 9-on-7 inside run guy. And he's just
now explain that, Chris, for the listeners. What do you mean 9-on-7?
Well, 9-on-7. You're talking just smash mouth. They're 9 versus you're 7. You talk about the backs and everyone, and it's just mano y mano, man. And he's accepted the fact that he is a run guy, and he's just thrived with that mentality. You know, before people talking about he can't cover and listen. The Steelers aren't putting him in situations very rarely to cover someone. They've got him in the box between tackle to tackle, and they said play downhill. He's attacking the line of scrimmage, blow things up. I mean, Cookie, even when he's not making plays, I mean, he's blowing up pullers, he's blowing up fullbacks, and he's in the backfield and allowing guys to slide off blocks and make clean plays. I mean, you talk about another unselfish player. I mean, that's what I whenever I think about unselfish, I think about Coach Cower. I played under Coach Cower for 6 years, and he talked about, you know, maybe not liking your role, but accepting your role and embracing your role and being an unselfish player. That's the kind of player that you talk about with Cam Hayward and Vince Williams. They've accepted their roles, they've embraced it, and they're excelling at it.
We're talking to Chris Hoke here. He'll be with us the entire hour. It's always a joy for us to talk Steelers football with him, NFL football with him. Got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to step aside real quickly, but I want to remind everybody, if you're ready to make your vote count, make sure to cast your vote either by mail-in ballot, absentee ballot, or in person at the polls on Tuesday, November 3rd. Go to vote411.org for details, and be sure to vote. Make it count. We'll continue with Chris Hoke right after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!